Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhardt. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt takes first base on ball four. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett fires over to first and Lenhardt drops the ball. That's an error on Lenhardt. Pretty moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Lenhardt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Groth reaches second base with a double. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lawler to Upton covering second. The throw back to home, and Groth is out at the plate. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Berry moves to third. Hutchinson moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett bunts towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pellett for the out. Upton moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Lenhart moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to third. Sternweiss moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. Sternweiss scores. Lawler moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Berry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upton hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Bellet covering, for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Bellet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellet is 0-for-0 in the game. Bellet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Hank Borowy now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bellet. Callaway moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers won. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upton bunts towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. Friend moves to second. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pellett hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pellett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Keller reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Berry moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Kell scores. It's Browns, 4, Tigers, 4. Cuddles Marshall now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Tom Upton. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cuddles Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry strikes out. One out. Marlon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lenhart strikes out. 1 out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sternweiss moves to second. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wertz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Groth moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.